Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM, 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, let me say happy birthday to Johan's wife, man. Did you get a chance to say happy birthday to Johan's wife? I wasn't listening that well today. So, did you get a chance just to say happy birthday to Louise? Hey, Johan, happy birthday to Louise. I wish I could sing like you, man. Some of us are vocally wounded, you know. We are from the struggle. So, only Professor Buisondezi is a professional singer. That one can really get it going. But as for me, I can rap. But happy birthday to your wife. Pass our regards, pass our love, our respect, and our adoration. We adore her, we love her, we respect her, and may she grow in the grace of the Father. Hallelujah. May she grow in the grace of the Father. Yeah. Well, if you knew Sesotho, Munna, I would say some things, but if you knew Sesotho, I would say some things, beautiful things. Anyway, happy birthday, Louise. Happy birthday, Louise. Right, come to it. Let's welcome our guests. We have Baruch Yah on the line from Cape Town and Professor Buisondezi. Let me start by welcoming Professor Buisondezi. Greetings to you, Professor. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you for the warm welcome, although it's a bit cold outside, but thank you for your warmth all the time when you are welcoming us.
I also like to greet
Brother Baruch Yah, all our listeners, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. And let me also reiterate what you've said about Sister Louise.
Oh, yes.
A special birthday to you, dear sister. May the Lord continue to bless you. May He increase you. May you continue to be the beacon of light, particularly in the life of our brother Johan. We bless God for you. A special birthday to you.
So you are speaking for the academic bunch, ne? Who listen to Johan. They do. Okay. I would speak. I know those guys who hang around. Hey, Mayaki, those people who used to hang around the government offices, man, it looks like there won't be time for hanging around anymore. People must look for jobs. We'll pray with you. And there are those who are ministers, man, who really would be listening to Johan and they would ask, hey, who's that man? Which one? The white man. Oh, okay. They're talking about Johan Elsas. I listen to. Okay, then I would be asking, do you listen to the shows that I do? Say, you got a show. Yeah, but well, yeah. All right. You know, yeah. It's just like that, man. It's just like that. They love Johan. They love Johan. And so, Mayaki, would you like to say happy birthday on behalf of people in Cape Town?
And many happy returns on behalf of everyone from the Western Cape.
Halala.
And also greetings to our wonderful listeners, the stakeholders.
Yes.
And to know my also to Professor Buisondezi, I trust we're going to have a good one.
Yes.
Barak Haba Basham Yahawa. Blessed is he who's coming in the mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Of Yahawah Shai HaMashiach.
Barak Hasham Yahawa. Yes, Amen. Of course. And we are going to be talking about activities that lead to spiritual pollutions. Hey, Wanna. And coincidentally, this topic comes at this time. where everybody is an influencer. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Everybody wants to influence someone to be on their side. Everywhere. Everywhere. I wish I had this Stevie Wonder song that says, "Happy birthday to you, Louise." I would be playing that. I'll ask Mpo just to put it as a jingle there. Stevie Wonder. It's a beautiful one. All right. And when we were given this topic prayerfully by the Father, we give him praise and worship. We had not thought about the occurrences that are happening in the spiritual realm in South Africa, in the physical realm, political, economical, religious realm. Everybody wants to influence somebody. People are yearning to influence somebody. And if you're not careful, you may be polluted. If you're a child of the Most High and you are in the environment in which we find ourselves, and I'm not saying it's a toxic environment, I'm just saying there are also toxic polluters and those activities that can bring pollution to us. Okay. I was busy with a research and I am writing something on Ubuntu. That it's a pre-fidel concept and ideology that we always had. And as I was writing, something disturbed me on TV. You know, these news television channels. Someone comes out there and he says, "I want to show you things that can attract witches into your house." Now, when someone speaks like that, immediately you get their attention. And you don't realize that this person is polluting you. All right. And then after that, I thought, okay, wow, Tuesday is done. After this person talks like this, the other one comes out and starts to mention names of churches, artists that have died, and their wives, and said their wives are actually running with the devil. Everybody wants to influence somebody. And we are there. We should be careful, therefore, there as to what kind of influence we let into our system. And we're going to use the word of the Father to check into that. And I hope it makes sense. You know, the kinds of pollutions that are present and the activities that lead to such. These are some things we are going to be looking into. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, I tell you. And of course, we are together till 8, hanging out with Baruch Yah and Professor Buyiso Ndezi. And this is happening throughout up to 8 o'clock, Tuesday Live. That's yours.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. And, of course, Tuesday Live, the name of the show. We are talking about pollutions, man. Pollutions can be contaminations, you know. It can be defilements, impurities. It can be those things that render us unclean, things that would need us to be purified. Dirt, spiritual dirt, it can also refer to that. And it can speak also of things that are devoid of the holiness of the Most High, and things that we do. And I've touched the aspect of defilements, and also activities that lead to this, like ceremonies, celebrations, associations, affiliations, philosophies, perspectives that one might have and have to adopt into that, those perspectives, even lifestyles. You know, someone was saying something to me, because I have these friends who just can't get off their bikes, you know. And the other one said something, said, hey, this bike was doing something, I just let go. All right, now I thought that he actually is no longer riding the bike. No, the bike was in motion. So the bike was not stable. It was doing things, and he saw, oh, I'm going to break my limbs here more. I'm leaving it. So as it was going, he went into the field with it, and then he let go. He was in the sky for some few seconds, and the bike went alone. And I said, is that safe? He says, no, but, you know, I was told that and stuff, and now, you know, I wonder. And then there's a rhetoric that emerged in the early 90s, if you can remember very well, especially now after 1996. Everybody was talking the English, the struggle English. I don't know if you know, Barugia, do you know the struggle English? The English of the struggle. You know, you put an accent that makes you acceptable amongst those who are, in inverted commas, who were in the struggle. So if you have, man, I'm telling you, if you have an accent like mine, man, you don't qualify. A Zulu accent like mine, you don't qualify. So there would be times where you would see, in many cases, then people had to talk like that. Nevertheless, these are pollutions, because then you have to adopt the philosophy and the spirits that are behind that kind of talk, and what kind of attitudes govern that kind of talk. Ish. Now, if you look into Isaiah 24 verses 5, it says, the earth is defiled under its inhabitants because they transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Now we start to see some of the activities that leads to pollution. Transgressing the laws of the Most High, changing his ordinances, breaking the everlasting covenant, we start to see there. Now, check it out again. Activities that lead to pollution is the bloodshed in the land. Check it out. Isaiah 59 verses 3 says, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversity. When a tongue mutters perversity, and when lips speak lies, and when fingers are quick towards iniquity, and when our hands are defiled with blood, all these things lead to pollutions. That's Isaiah 59 verse 3. Ezekiel 22 verse 4 says, you have become guilty of the blood which you have shed, and have defiled yourself with the idols which you have made. You have caused your days to draw near, and have come to the end of your years. Therefore I will make you a reproach to the nations, a mockery to all countries. Remember the Prince of Tyre? Remember the glory around him? Gone. Says, because of the blood that we shed, and says you've defiled yourself with idolatry. And much of the times, it's something that we do, unbeknowing maybe, but we see idolatry much of the times. People worship their cars, their achievements, their statuses, their houses, their church buildings. People worship their roles, their titles, their communal statures, everything. People worship their achievements, their monies, their bank accounts, their wealth. Oh, people worship the color of their skin. Ah, let me take it further. People worship their gender, you know. So there's quite a lot of idolatry that we also see going around, which leads to pollutions. When we come back, we touch more on this with our guest.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, man. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. Ah, you know what? Hey, I got the song. Hey, Johan, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just a bit for Louise. Just a bit. Just a bit. Let's hope that it will play. Oh, no, it doesn't.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Now, if you go with that song, it goes on to say, happy birthday to you. It's a beautiful song, Louise. Just to show you that we love you, we celebrate you. Thank you for borrowing us your hand every day for so many years. Without grumbling, without complaining. I've always seen you smile. I've never seen you angry. I'm not saying you're not becoming angry. I never seen you angry. Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. May the Father bless you abundantly in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach.
Tu nembe, ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Let me start with you, Professor. I've quoted just many things that are defiling us, man. Idolatry, breaking the covenant of the Most High. Defiling ourselves, even with foods dedicated to demons, entering into rituals, worshipping, even our gender, our skin color, worshipping our achievements, our fame, our accumulations, quite a lot of things. What comes to mind?
Yeah, this is very scary, my brother, because what you are counting are all external factors. Mm. And to me, it says all of these pollutants are things that are coming from outside, and we as people allow them in.
Yeah.
So it means we have control over these things. If we don't want them to be part of our lives, we can have a way of controlling them and get rid of them at the right time before they could cause damages to us. So just to take the examples that you are looking at, that people begin to worship themselves. So in other words, we become our own idols. So I look at my face, I look at my hair, I look at how I look, and then I idolize myself and forget that I am just an entity. The one whom I need to worship is God himself. So in other words, pollutants are those things that come from external, and they come to defile the spirit man, the inner man, who's supposed to be alive in God. In understanding what pollutants are, we therefore understand that these things do not leave our souls and spirit clean. They leave our spirit dented. They leave our spirit disconnected from the Creator. That's their role and that's their duty when they come to our lives. So therefore, when we are in Christ, we need to always work against them and make sure that they are not part of us. And one of the scriptures that you have read Isaiah 59 verse 3. He spoke about the blood, where it says, "For your hands are stained with blood, your fingers with guilt, your lips have spoken falsely, and your tongue mutters wicked things." So in other words, we begin to do things that are outside the will of God. We begin to spill blood. We begin to get involved in activities that are ungodly, to a point that we even break the covenant of the Most High. When our hands end up having blood, when our fingers end up having guilt, it means we have defiled the spirit man who was created in the image of the Father and the likeness of the Father thereof. So these defilements, they are so wide. I know that the one that I've just started with is at the higher level where the blood is spilled. But I want to come to a point where we're not talking about the physical blood alone, because somebody else can say, "I have not killed anyone." But the crushing of the soul, the crushing of the spirit that happens to other people, where you treat them in a manner that is uncalled for, you are also crushing the spirit of that person. You become a killer of that person, to a point that other people do not wish or desire to leave afterwards. So in other words, when people behave contrary to the will of the Father, they allow an external factor, the pollutant, they allow death to come and defile who they are. And we need not to forget who we are. We are the spirit man, and God said he created us in his own image and in his own likeness. So these things are taking us away from the Father. So the pollutants are these spiritual wars. That's what I can also say. These spiritual wars that continue to perpetuate the behavior that is ungodly. I'm quickly led to other things or to other means that take us away from the Lord. When you were speaking about what you saw from the TV yesterday, media, these YouTubes we watch, these TikToks we watch, and these days it seems as though even the devil himself has graduated in the approach that he's using. You think about something and then it appears on TV. I don't know how these things happen. This AI has come up with another way of polluting even the environment, to a point that the things that we never thought were going to happen, they are now happening. We see our TVs being infiltrated with evil things that are meant to even pollute the families. So you cannot even sit and watch TV with your family, with your children, without being scared or sitting next to the remote. And should anything happen, and then you start switching off, because the enemy has made sure that he enters even in our closet, he enters into our homes to pollute us, to pollute our minds, to pollute our thinking patterns. And he does that with the aim of what he wants to achieve in the life of a believer, in the life of the society. And most of us have thought this is how things should be. And we think it's how society wants us to live. And we are forgetting we are not of this world, and we are not supposed to live in accordance to the desires of the world. So let me mention this particular one, the social media, which have become the tool for the enemy to pollute even believers. These days, very few people spend time reading the word. Most of them would rather watch TV and listen to pastors in TV. Most of them would rather watch YouTube and listen to everything that comes on YouTube. And some of the things that are coming in those mediums, in those platforms, are not necessarily meant to build the character of a person, but they are meant to define and to bring certain aspects of thinking, a certain lifestyle to the life of a believer, because there is no thief that isolate what is right and what is wrong. So at the end of the day, we end up getting addicted, and all of these things are polluting us. And slowly, slowly, we get moved away from the source. We move away from the Father, because these pollutants are all over. You watch a TV, you see this, you open your phone, and you try to scroll the next. You come across all of these adverts. All of these are pollutants that people of God need to be aware of. So the greatest pollutants that we are facing these days are those that come through the mind, through what we see, and we are having these in our hands. These phones are in our hands. These TVs are in front of us. The radios are all over, and they pollute us. We need to have a sieve and be able to say, this is godly, this is what I can listen to, this is what I cannot listen to, because we end up idolizing wrong things. We idolize what we see, we idolize what we hear, we idolize some characters on TV, we idolize even what we watch. And God wants us to be very, very careful, because these are not meant to build us, these are meant to sideline and move people away from the Father.
Hmm. I hear you quite well. If you just joined us, man, we are talking about activities that pollute us, activities that make us dirty spiritually. We are talking about that. What are some of the activities that you would even say, well, I see these activities even now, you know, that we do, which are polluting us? You'd say, I see these activities even now. I see them. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. 0826572729. We're talking about that.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let's praise Him every Sunday morning at 5 with Ayanda Nenemba for prayer, intercession, testimonies, worship, and the Word. Let's praise Him with Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. Tuesday Live, the name of the show, we're talking about activities and things that pollute us. Yeah, we're talking about that. And what these activities are even all about, we're touching on that. All right, you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. At the top of the hour, we will open up the lines. Mayaki, I am looking at Ezekiel 28:18. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore, I have brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you into ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you. You know, the activities that we see in the sanctuaries, in our bodies, in our places of worship. Mina esinye isikete bengicabanga ukuthi ibhande yazi bengithi ibhande kanti isikete. Hey, Nkosi yami.
Sobona.
Yes, these tops, I thought it was an eye patch, and when I looked, it's a top, you know. I thought it was an eye patch. Hey bana, kanti sekugqokwani ke namhlanje. People were twerking, man. Awabana. Mayahi.
Tuda and Shalom, Ahi. Ahi, a lot has been said with regards to the spiritual pollution, where it has been defined that it is uncleanliness or defilement, things that we can say it's like things that are harmful, materials that are harmful, and they contaminate our spirit. And what they do is, in this journey, we want to be able to walk right through to the end, meaning that when our deeds are weighed, we want to be found to be on the right so that we can be crowned. But these now, they make us to fall short. You know, so it is things that we may happen to do them knowingly or even unknowingly. But now, in you bringing this topic is for us to be able to guard ourselves against them, because Hashatan has hidden so many things, and some of them would think that they are things that are good, but in an actual fact, they are leading us to the pit. So Abba must help us, because then it means we need some spiritual cleansing. We need some purification. We need to enter into a form of repentance. Now, Ari, when you spoke of the book of Yeshaya, which is the book of Isaiah, chapter number 24, and you catch number 5 thereof, that the earth has been defiled under its inheritance because they transgressed the Torah, which are the laws.
Yes.
They changed the laws. They've broken the everlasting covenant. We have entered into eras where we no longer follow the ordinances of our Father in heaven, where we don't even know Shabbat. Shabbat is meant to clean us, you know, to help us with this defilement, to say, hey, when I am in the state, when I enter into a Shabbat, it is some form of what brings cleansing or purification in us. But now, it has now been turned into something that we don't even know. Even with us, we would happen to have so many types of Shabbats that this one would say it's on this day. So you can see that there's so much pollution, there's so much contamination that we don't know the truth ourselves reading scriptures. It's something that we are still in a blind mode. We are still searching to find that which is the truth, because the calendar has been amended. Mm. The days of the week have been amended. So there's so many things where there's so much pollution, and that we are unable to dig and find the truth because we are still in the state of this pollution. Normally, when there's pollution, for instance, there can be mist when you're driving. You are unable to see where you're going. Mm. You need to slow down. You know, so you can just imagine the state on which we are, where we at. So when we look into the creation of Abba, how it has been defiled, you know, Cape Town is full of mountains. Sometimes you just want to make time and go and pray by the mountains, or you know, let me just hike and all that because I love nature. You find people doing rituals in the mountains. Mm. So it's what the scripture is talking about, the transgression. You go to the ocean, you know, 3 a.m. in the morning, batokamaponapona, balaitile di kera, they're doing their things and all that.
In the ocean.
In the ocean, my heart. In the ocean.
Yeah, I've seen it in Mozambique, and also there in KZN, I've seen it.
Aye. So you can see now, they have defiled the Lotaaba. The you know, plants that are meant to heal are used for witchcraft. Hmm. So it's now this pollution that has entered our heart that we turned out to no longer love our neighbor as love your neighbor as you love yourself, but this neighbor becomes your enemy. And I always say, when I look at myself, I see the Torah, and which means if I am the Torah, it means you too are the Torah. So therefore, I need to love you, you know, because you represent the 22 letters of light. So there's so many things that we can speak about that are truly defining us. There's so much as well that I think there's been spoken about. We're looking at now Isaiah 59, number 3, which says your hands have been defiled with blood.
Mm.
There's appeasing that we do,
mm.
right, as well. Now we've got to slaughter, and also we can speak of hatred and slandering.
Mm.
You know, it's a form of pollution because we no longer have love, but we are carrying burdens. We are carrying grudges. You know, so we don't want to see another person prospering. We start to have that form of jealousy.
Yeah.
Why not me? Or why is it one? You know, so and these are the things that are bringing crookedness into the house or into our land.
Mm.
You know, which we are talking about, and we are being led into falsehood because you start to look or think about you. You start to think about you. The spirit of Christ starts to kick in, and I start to look at you as inferior, and then me, I am superior. You know, so these are the things that Hashatan or the evil and the wickedness that enters us, and that starts to change how we think, how we do things, how we react. Even they tamper with our belief as well.
Mm.
You know, because now we start no longer to believe. We start now to live in worry. We start now to go and seek help, to forget who other is in front of us, to say he is the only one, but we go and look for others who we think really, when we speak to them or when we do this appeasement, they are able to speak on our behalf. And we only know of one, that is HaMashiach, the Messiah, who has a role, who knows the way to the Father, and no one else. It cannot be through my grandfather who's sleeping, resting. So the defilement has come in so many ways, and we've been made to believe these are good. Women, there's the call, you know, I bought a car, so now there's so many things that I can't move into the house until Kibisa Ekobofiwa and all that. You know, there's so many things that we have entered into instead of living by the word, by prayer. So when we look at the scripture in the book of Mark chapter number 7, 20-23, it says, what come out of a man is what makes him unclean. For from him, out of a man's heart comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, thirst, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside, and what makes men unclean.
Mm.
So, sin is a man's rebellion because it brings what we can call disobedience and this unfaithfulness to our Father. So it is what breaks, it's breaking the transgression of the law of Abba.
Hmm.
So we need to be able to guard against it, against the wickedness, against the wrongdoing in front of our Father in heaven, and to seek him with our all. And that is why I say it becomes important to repent. The enemy has planted so many snares that we're not aware of, because the falling of Adam started no longer to see afar. And when I mean afar, meaning that he could no longer see in the spirit, but now he started to see in the eyes of the flesh. And now there's so many traps that have been laid before men, and men in most cases, we happen to fall, especially when we don't pray. And prayer is important because it unlocks, you know, it's a key. You know, reading the word, I was reading a scripture in the book of Adam, which says, Adam and Hawa, Eve, were in a cave, and Hashatan wanted them to bow to him. But because of their prayers, he couldn't enter the cave, but he could set his throne outside of the cave because the prayers were so much powerful. Or prayer is so much powerful that it's like it keeps him away.
Mm.
You know, yeah, it's like you're covered with something that he cannot be able to come close.
Yeah.
So that is what happened with them, that when he came, he made himself light, he brought his throne, and his malakins were starting to sing and all that, although Adam was confused. But the scripture says, upon them praying, he could not enter. So these are the things that we see. We need them. We shouldn't live without them. Halal.
Mm, mm.
So let me talk of the spirit of media and of media, which is called Madea. You know, there was the movie Star Madea, if you
know. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That, it's a worship. It's a worship of that spirit, yes.
Uh-huh. So we watch, we think, and the guy is a multi-billionaire today.
The devil pays you for doing his dirty job.
Exactly. And everyone loves Madea. Some people don't know the spirit is at work.
Tuda, especially where he claims the spirit of Madea says, I shot Tupac. Sacrificed him. People don't actually take that into consideration, but yeah, well. You can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, and let's hear what you say on this matter. Activities that bring pollutions into our lives, spiritual pollutions into our lives. We're touching on that. You can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, and you can drop us a voice note also there. And also on Telegram, it's the same number, 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
All right, you can send us the voice notes and you can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Professor, let me bring this to you again. I am looking at Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. In that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. Things that are bringing pollutions to us is also that we do not know how to differentiate between that which is clean and actually the state of uncleanness. It's something that we seem to be gleaning over, you know, in the media, in radio, and newspapers, print, schools, everywhere. I mean, now you are able to have, you know, a leader, someone who is really guiding our children. Posing on Facebook with his underwear, you know, in a swimming pool. Bonakubandanjan. Hey, Professor. Hey.
No. Thank you, brother. Yeah, some of these things, they sound funny, but they are really, really bad.
Mm.
And you're reading from Zechariah 13, verse 1, on that day a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity. This is the word of the Lord. But you know what I was thinking about as we were busy talking about this? The fact that we've been so polluted this way, it takes only a few people to see where we are. Let me try and explain that.
Mm.
When you've been in water for such a long time, the only environment that you know is water.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that you'd know other than that.
Mm.
To a point that you regard water as your normal condition.
Mm.
So this is the same thing that we find ourselves at. The environment that we are at is so polluted, so we don't see anything else other than that. We have taken this pollution as normal. When we think of cleanliness, it becomes a shock to most of us. What are you saying? What are you talking about? Because where we are, it's fine.
Mm.
It's like people who are sitting in a house with smoke, so up until you begin to see each other, you don't even see that this house is full of smoke. So this is the state of the church, the state of the community, and the state of the nations. And when God speaks like this, saying he wants to come cleanse us from our sin and impurity, we resist that cleansing simply because we think we are right. We resist the word of God that comes to cleanse us because this pollution has become normal to us. It has become part of us. There's nothing else that I know other than what I already have here in front of me.
Yeah.
I want to bring across the issue of food as the pollutant.
Mm.
And I am thinking that most of us are under that curse or under that problem where food has become the major pollutant, the major weapon that the enemy is using to pollute us, to a point that we are not even judging or checking the kind of food that we eat. And this food is meant to defile us, is meant to shorten our lifespan, is meant to destroy our children, is meant to change our genetic makeup, is meant to change who we really are. And we are not aware of that. We keep thinking everything is normal. I want to read Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, and then I can continue talking again. This is the story of the four Hebrew boys who were in captivity in Babylon. And here, when the king chose them to be part of the team of wisdom in Babylon, and they were given a certain portion of food, but we see Daniel saying something here in verse 8. He says, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. So in other words, there's something that Daniel knew about the kind of food that was offered in Babylon. There's something extraordinary that is hidden in what we ingest and what we eat that we haven't asked ourselves about. But Daniel had this revelation that I choose not to partake and to participate in the table of the king, because I know that on the table of a king is defilement. But we don't ask those questions when we eat food. We don't ask those questions when we go to restaurants. We don't even know the king who has prayed for that food, who was praying over that. That food was dedicated to some god. And here we have a history of idolatry being ingested or being put in food. But in our case, we don't even question that. And I'm beginning to get a bit guilty, Brother Ray, about this, because we don't ask ourselves the question, where is this food coming from?
Mm.
Which hands has it passed through? Am I eating the right food? Particularly the one that we found having cooked and prepared already. Where does it go? Where does it come from? Who has touched it? Which god was it sacrificed to? And here Daniel resolved not to defile himself. So I asked myself a question, what is it about food that is going to defile a child of God, that was going to defile Daniel. What was it going to do to his spirituality to such a point that he chose not to participate? So in other words, what we ingest has power to temper with our connectivity or with our connection with the Father. While we think it's just normal bread, it's normal meat, it's normal things, but these things have effect and strength and power to temper with our network, with the Creator, simply because it is sacrificed to certain gods, to some gods. And some of the food are not meant for human consumption, but we find ourselves being defiled by such food. And it is time that we begin to think about this. Hence, you will see a lot of obesity coming left and right. People are unable to control who they are, unable to control diseases that even come into their bodies. They don't know where is this coming from. They don't have a record of having that disease in the family. And you find that person having that simply because of what we are eating. These things are polluting our physical makeup. And if our physical makeup can be polluted in that manner, how much more about our spirituality? And I know that according to the scripture, we are all of the royal priesthood. We are all of a chosen generation, particularly if we are in the Lord. So we are expected to hear from the Lord. But we can't hear from the Lord because we are disconnected. And most of the things that disconnect us from him are these pollutants. And we can start from these small things, from what we eat, what we participate in, the company that we keep, what we watch, what we allow our ears to hear, what influence are we getting. Earlier on, you spoke of influencers, and these days we are worshiping people other than worshiping God. I'd rather hear what my so-called sister is doing or what he's saying, then I will begin to emulate the life that she's living or he's living. At the end of the day, I am no longer living in accordance to the stipulations of the Father, but I live according to what my idol is doing. And these are the things that are polluting us, polluting our behavior, polluting our thinking as well. Because we begin to think in a manner that they are thinking, and we don't know what influences their thoughts, what influences their behavior, but we take that and we give it to our children because you say, I've seen this and this doing, I see so-and-so doing that on TV, and I've taken that and I'm putting it into my home. I've polluted my children, my family, and myself because of the influences. So we need to be careful of who we listen to, what we allow into our space, who we allow to speak louder, particularly into our spirits, because these are the people who will determine whether we have a healthy relationship with the Most High or not. Then I'll count one last thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No, count it.
Okay, Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 25. About the relationships that we put ourselves at, particularly when we come into the marriage issues. Let me read that one where God was talking to his children that they should not intermarry. Verse 25 says, I rebuked them and called curses down on them. I beat some of the men and put out their hair. I made them take an oath in God's name and said, you are not to give your daughters in marriage to their sons, nor are you to take their daughters in marriage for your son or for yourselves. So the relationships that we take, particularly the life partners, we need to be very careful because they also pollute us. They make us participate or partake in the altars of Belial. So if we are going to intermarry with those who are not in the Lord, we have immediately polluted ourselves, we have immediately separated ourselves from the Lord, and it becomes a very, very difficult task to disconnect that covenant because we did it being aware of what is happening. And we need to be very careful when we try to or when we start to enter into these relationships because they are covenantal. So the fact that they are covenantal and now they are not from the Lord, it means we are bound and we will only need the grace of God to be free from this. So marriages that we participate in, the relationships that we participate in or to get involved in, they also pollute us. And we end up praying long prayers and we want God to intervene, whereas The problem is at the beginning where we started to have these old vows and covenants, and we got into the relationships that are ungodly, and we polluted our status as the people of God by making these covenants that are ungodly. And God continues to say, you are not to give your daughters to their sons, nor should you give your yourself to such marriages that are ungodly, because they pollute you. They disconnect you from me. These are the things we must be aware of.
There's a song that used to play some 2 years ago. I think I was sitting down in Durban. What do they call this place? There's a place I was at in Durban. This is one of these big suburbs. What do they call that place, man? I'll remember it. And there was a song that said, oh, asibe happy. Abadala bashilo mina nawe njanjani and all that. Kanti yasipholutha. I'm just thinking about that as you speak about that. That, yeah, people say, no, but I'm happy. And they don't see that they are polluting themselves with these things.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.